Thabang Masango had been doing quite well as a singer in South Africa. He had won large singing competitions and was part of a prominent choral group. In fact, in 2008, the group toured the U.S. This is from its stop in Charlotte. But Thabang had dreams beyond choral music. It began when he was 16 with his music teacher, Mr. Mahal.
I was used singing in choral, like chorus, but when Mr. Mahal, he gave me this piece, which was long, which had a different language all in all. It was in Italian. It was my first time ever seeing that.
It was opera, and it was unlike anything he had sang before.
It felt great because in some instance, I could feel free while singing on the stage. It calmed me. It made my mind peaceful.
But opera opportunities are rare in South Africa, and instruction is expensive. So Thabang continued singing with the choral group. In 2010, the tour came to Charlotte again and stopped at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. Dolores Chisley helped organize the tour for the church.
After the 2010 tour, we had a conversation with our senior minister, Dr. Clifford A. Jones, and said, what if we did more than just have them come here and sing for a month and go back home? What if we selected two of them to come to the U.S. to further their music?
And that's just what they did. Today, Friendship Baptist pays for two young men to study opera at CPCC, Thabang and another member of the choir tour, Bongani Intalani. And they've excelled. Both have had leads in the school's productions. Most recently, it was Thabang with a starring role in the school's production of La Traviata. It's taken a lot of work to get to this point. For Thabang and Bongani, CPCC is providing them with a basic musical foundation they didn't get in South Africa. There were some subtleties they had to get down, like breathing techniques, but the two also lack some skills that most American music teachers deem essential.
Here, you have to learn how to read music, actually.
Without solfege.
Solfege.
It's like letters that you put on your music, like do, re, mi, fa, so, and then you just when you sing, you just look at those letters, then you know your pitch.
But learning by listening has its limits, says Becky Cook Carter. She's the school's opera director.
When they first came, all last year, they would have their little headphones sticking out of their shirt all the time, that they were constantly listening. But that is not an efficient way to learn music, and often is very inaccurate, and you make a lot of mistakes. And so they don't wear their headphones anymore.
And then there were the challenges that came with transitioning from African music to Western music. Alan Yamamoto is CPCC's conductor. He says, in South Africa, Thabang and Bongani organized their music differently.
They could not describe for me what scale they use, but it's not the same scale as we use in Western music. It has 12 half-steps in an octave.
Half-steps are the smallest measurement in Western music to describe pitch. Think of the difference between adjacent white and black keys on a piano.
Our increments are so big, and theirs are slightly smaller. They could tell me they had more steps in their scale in an octave than we have, and that's pretty common around the world, you know, in Asia and in Africa, especially, and even South America.
Thabang and Bongani still have about a year left. Then they plan to go on to a four-year university in the States. Until then, Becky Cook Carter says Thabang and Bongani still have some learning to do.
They're going to be ready soon, though. So, yeah, they're going to be big success stories, I promise.
For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.